Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Tiger Woods was officially one of the hosts of the Genesis Invitational at Riviera in L.A. this past weekend, and took some time to talk to Jim Nance about the hopes for, well, a big tournament coming up this spring.
So, Tiger, 7 weeks from today, final round of the Masters. You going to be there?
Gotta hope so. I got to get there first.
You feel like you
a lot of it's based on, you know, my surgeons and my doctors and my therapists and making sure that I do it correctly, and this is the only back I got, so I don't have much more wiggle room left there.
But the plan would be maybe to get one tournament in before that, I guess.
I don't know what the plan is. Yeah. Plan is right now is just to go ahead and get the MRI and see if the annulus is sealed and if it's scarred over, and then we can start progressing.
Is the birds chirping part of when Nance talks? Is it the soundtrack in the background and it's
yes.
Fake? And it's what Nance
he has,
like,
a couple birds in a cage.
Was it on
the
Pomp and Pony podcast? Was he on there? Were the birds chirping in the back too? It's like when he talks, you hear those birds chirping in the back, no matter where he is, all the time.
And Matt made a really good point in the break. Nance, when he's in golf character, never breaks golf character.
No, it's different. Like, they're the same monotone. It's like this.
It's very low. It's very calm. It's very soothing.
It's different than basketball character.
Nance.
Much
yes.
Different than Final Four Jim Nance.
Or NFL Jim Nance. Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
And there's birds chirping always in the background. He could be in, honestly, he could be doing the Iceland Open. And it'd be, yes, and in the back. It's crazy.
Yep.
Anyhow, to the conversation.
So, to his point, we're less than 7 weeks away from the Masters now. 6 weeks and 48 hours or so away from the Masters. We always talk about the Tiger effect. We touched on this yesterday. And golf is always going to have more eyeballs on it. As long as Tiger Woods is alive and golfing, I don't care if he's 84 years old and goes out there to just start the Masters. It's like Arnie and Jack. As long as he is around, people will have more eyeballs on that tournament if he is playing in it.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder if this year's Masters is the one tournament where, and maybe this year's British too, where you don't need that Tiger effect. Because for the first time in over a year, we're going to have what feels like the Masters. I know they played it in November, but this will be the Masters, right? And the British later this summer. It will as we emerge from this pandemic, understanding we're not going to just step on the gas and go back to 100% right away, it doesn't seem like, unfortunately, but this is the one tournament where I'm going to watch the Masters no matter what, whether Tiger's in it or not, Colin.
Well, I watch. They're going to have a limited number of fans, not a full house in Augusta, but they're going to have a limited number of fans. And I'm told that Jim Nance travels with numerous cages of finches at all times, being texted here. I see the one tournament that does it for me, no matter what, is the British, because I like to see people. I like to see the best in the world. Go
like
through
golf on the moon.
Well, yeah, I like to see them just brought down to the barest levels, and I love to see the scenery and the cutaways and the B-roll and stuff like that. So I watch the British no matter who's playing. It could be somebody from, you know, Essex and that's an amateur that's leading, and I'll watch, and there could be no names. So the Masters, I know the Masters has this sense of nostalgia and this sense of, you know, it's regal to a lot of people, and it's so official. It's great for everybody. It's just, it's I don't want to say it's not my cup of tea, but it doesn't move me the way that it moves some other people. So that being said, yeah, I'll pay a little bit of attention to it on Saturday and Sunday. I'll pay more attention to it if Tiger's in it. So I am one of those people that don't fall in that category that you just said. The meter only moves a lot for me with the Masters if Tiger's in it this year. I won't get super excited. I get more excited for the British. I just do, for the Open Championship.
And I'm curious what average people, how they'll view it. Again, because regardless of what the tournament is, it doesn't matter. It could be just a random scramble thrown together and it happens to be on TV. If Tiger Woods is in it, eyeballs will be on it. But I was thinking about it in relation to the Masters this year, and especially not just the Masters this year and Tiger probably not playing in it, it sounds like, but just as Tiger's skills continue to devolve, right? And he's, how old is he now? 40, he's mid-40s, right? Mid to late 40s. He's not a young man anymore. So, you know, we're looking at a Tiger who's greatly reduced even when he does get out there. And so, what are you watching for when you watch a tournament just because Tiger is in it?
Well, I'll tell you exactly. And Tiger, he's a year older than me, so he's 45. I think he's a 94 high school graduate. 40, yeah. I want to say he's 45. Well, I'll tell you what people are watching for. Tiger is Duke basketball, and Tiger is Notre Dame football. He's the New York Yankees. He's a polarizing figure, and there's no middle ground. You love him or you hate him. There's nobody, hardly any sports figure in the world that goes, or sports consumer in the world that goes, man, Tiger, okay, yeah, whatever, take him or leave him. People root vehemently for him and their team Tiger, or people root vehemently against him. So that's what it is. But nonetheless, a meter or somebody or a metric or a rating doesn't have feelings. It's just whether you're rooting for, rooting against, yelling and screaming, whatever it is, either way, it's a television turned on. And so that's why he draws the numbers. It's the same thing with the Yankees, same thing with Duke basketball, same thing with Notre Dame, and why they have such staying power and why they're such a strong brand, that they're so polarizing. I do think it's weird, though, now that Tiger went through that time where I think he grabbed more fans, though, in this sort of second wave of Tiger. There was a time where he was persona non grata, and now he's sort of won people back over because of the Masters and what he'd done before just a couple years ago at the Masters.
Yeah, I think there's a certain element to people realizing that you're human and you're not some mythical creature, and that certainly happened during Tiger's downfall, both personally and professionally, that people saw that he was just a regular dummy just like the rest of us. He just so happened to be the best golfer in the world for a decade or so, without anybody on par. There are Nance's birds again.
That's great. Where did you get that, producer Matt? Is that from the back of Nance, or did you type it in YouTube?
Yes.
What did you type in? I want to know.
I typed in golf birds chirping.
Yeah, it's incredible.
There you go.
You can find anything. You can find anything on the internet. I love it. That's it. That's what it is. Jim Nance, that comes out of it. That is like he wears a backpack and has that sound emanating from it. I'm convinced.
Every golf segment, we should just have this in the background.
Yes, pretty good call.
Keep the birds going, Matt, while I do this tease, because I want to do it Nance style and see how it comes up. Just keep the birds up. Aditi Kinkabwala, NFL Network, joins us at 8 o'clock. We'll talk to her about the Steelers and Ben Roethlisberger's future. Coming up next, rooting for, rooting against. It's the Fan Morning Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.